The annual forum took on a somber tone in the wake of the mass school shooting in Connecticut. Governor Hickenlooper, looking shell-shocked, opened the gathering with a moment of silence for the victims.
I can't put into words how impossible it seems to me that this could happen again so suddenly, so rapidly.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman of Colorado Springs says the tragedy especially resonates for Coloradans who are still dealing with the aftermath of this summer's theater shooting in Aurora. But he says he doesn't think stricter gun laws will prevent these types of crimes.
The real bottom line here is there's 300 million people in this country. Someone somewhere is planning to do harm to somebody at any given day. And all the laws in the world aren't going to stop it. Criminals will still do criminal acts.
To stand here and say there's nothing we can do, I don't think is right.
That's incoming Democratic Senate President John Morse of Colorado Springs. A former police officer, Morse says he has no doubt lawmakers will debate an assault weapons ban during the next session.
When you've got an assault weapon where every time you pull the trigger, a bullet comes out of that gun and you can attach 100 round clips to it, that means that I can crank off 100 rounds before I have to take a break to reload and you can try to get that gun away from me. We don't need those weapons in the city streets.
Democrats, who now hold a majority in both legislative chambers, are also poised to introduce measures to crack down on hydraulic fracturing or fracking. House Speaker designee Mark Ferrandino says many in his party are not satisfied the state has enough protections in place, or that the current setback distance between oil and gas wells and homes and schools is far enough.
But I think when you look at what the conversation at the commission is, I think there's an openness to looking at that. And my hope is that the rulemaking will be done in a way that we bring both the environmental community as well as the oil and gas community together.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission is currently considering whether to increase the setback distance. Governor Hickenlooper says he won't insert himself into the middle of the debate, noting that fracking has been around a long time.
There are very positive benefits that come from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, such as the inexpensive natural gas. I mean, our air is significantly cleaner in the United States today than it was even 6 years ago. For communities that have never experienced oil and gas exploration, it's alarming for them. What we've been trying to work towards is ways that we can balance those anxieties.
Legislative leaders say job creation and increasing education funding will be other top priorities. Democrats are also expected to pass a civil unions measure and a bill to offer illegal immigrants who graduate from Colorado high schools a lower tuition rate than they currently pay. The session begins on January 9th. I'm Benta Berkland.